What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 22nd, 2017, getting on down toward the end of the month here, last day of the week here. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our show today with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right into it. We have just witnessed a classic example of just how shoddy Western journalism has become. Because following Donald Trump's inflammatory rhetoric toward North Korea, Kim Jong-un came on out and issued a warning of highest level action. That's all he said. Okay. Now, somebody was asking the North Korean foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, in New York, what do you think he means by highest level action? And Ri Yong-ho said, well, maybe a test of a hydrogen bomb, the most powerful hydrogen bomb in the Pacific. And it was a guess on his part. He doesn't really know, but the American media has just grabbed this, and it's headlines all over the place. North Korea will set off hydrogen bomb over the Pacific. It's a provocation. There's going to be imp damage everywhere. And they're just trying to pound on this as hard as they can. And again, this is not coming from Kim Jong-un or the North Korean government. This was just, again, a guess by the Korean foreign minister. You know, what does Kim Jong-un mean, highest level action? He's saying, well, you know, it might be this, might be that. So, again, it's another example of how the corporate media will grab on to some little, you know, opinion and try and turn it into an established fact. Now, the U.S. Strategic Command, specifically Air Force General John Hyten, was speaking at a forum held by the Hudson Institute and basically came on out and said, we assume North Korea has a nuclear ICBM. Well, that's a good reason not to attack, don't you think, if they actually have a nuclear ICBM? Because it makes the cost of invading North Korea exceed any possible gain, which is the whole point of a nuclear deterrent. But they're out there trying to say, oh, we've got to, you know, do something. They've got a nuclear weapon. And sure enough, we've had yet another convenient North Korea defector saying that Kim Jong-un is going to attack the United States with his nuclear bomb. Blah, 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 blah. Remember, they had another defector who confirmed Saddam had nukes before the invasion. Do you see the pattern that's at work here? They're bringing out these convenient defectors. Oh, you must believe them. They're a defector. They wouldn't lie to you, no matter how much money we're giving them, or a nice house, you know, out there in West Virginia and lifetime admission to Disney World. So they've got yet another convenient defector saying inside Kim Jong-un's feared inner circle, North Korean despot has teenage sex slaves plucked from the school, enjoys 1,000-pound-a-time lunches, and forces upper-class elite to watch horrific executions. So basically, and again, defectors, phony nurses, phony defectors, this is how they sell you the war. Now, Representative Duncan Hunter is out there saying, well, we have to launch a preemptive strike against North Korea. We don't know what they've got or what they're going to do, but by golly, we should just go ahead and smash them down there right now. And he's also out there saying, let's assume they have a nuclear missile. It's aimed at the United States. Could be at San Diego. They could aim it at Hawaii, Guam, or our major naval bases. Well, Duncan, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. We ran out of the desert camouflage. Well, in this case, it'd be jungle camouflage, but here's a day-glow bright orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture dungeons. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Kim Jong-un and tell him you are on your way to whip his butt all by yourself. But we, the American people, are sick and tired of being lied into war after war after war after war after war. And we know it's all lies. We know it's all bovine excrement. We know that these defectors are just phony. Just like that Kuwaiti nurse who was not a Kuwaiti nurse. Truth is always the first casualty of war. And the same thing is going on here right now. Fortunately, there are still some adults in the room. Putin is out there urging talks with North Korea, saying sanctions and bullying and threats are not going to be a solution to the country's nuclear and missile development. China is saying everybody needs to back off and stop the provocations and move on to talks on the Korea issue here. And they're saying that, yes, Kim Jong-un needs to tone down his rhetoric, and I'm in agreement on that one, except, again, you need to remember that Asian issue of face. Kim Jong-un is standing up to Donald Trump. And at the same time, the U.S. government needs to stop running military exercises all around the borders of North Korea. You don't see North Korea sending their warships along the coast of California. You don't see North Korea flying bombers inside Mexico, just south of the U.S. border. So who is the one who's being provocative here? And the more provocative the United States is, the more North Korea, and let us be honest, other countries are going to be accelerating their development of a nuclear deterrent, because that is the only thing that's going to save them from the United States. They're all looking at the lessons of Libya and Iraq and Syria and Iran. Libya surrendered its nuclear weapon program. They still got invaded. Iraq surrendered their chemical weapons. They got invaded. Syria surrendered their chemical weapons. They're in the process of being invaded. Iran has surrendered its nuclear weapons program. They're about to be invaded. What's Kim Jong-un supposed to think when the U.S. comes up and says, if you stop your nuclear weapons development, we will leave you alone? Why would he believe that? As insane as the corporate media has tried to make out Kim Jong-un, why would he believe a word the U.S. government says about disarming? We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. China is reiterating their demand for the removal of THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile, from South Korea. And I understand why it makes them very, very nervous. They're trying to tone things down there. But remember, it's now coming on out that unless that THAAD is sitting on the intended target, they can't shoot down North Korea's missiles, or for that matter, anybody else's. It's called the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, but it's not that high. It can't reach that high. It is designed around a doctrine of being placed on a probable target and defending that target from an incoming ballistic threat. It's like I said yesterday, when Japan moved one of their interceptors up to Hokkaido Island, it's a symbolic gesture. It's totally empty. That last North Korean missile test, when it flew over Hokkaido, was at 475 miles altitude, was out in space. Japan doesn't have anything that can intercept a missile that high. Neither does the United States. That's why they're not trying to shoot down these test missiles, despite repeated threats to do so. They can't do it. Apparently, the French Olympic team is getting very, very nervous. And they are saying that unless things calm down between the two Koreas, they may decide to stay away from the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea. Out of concern, security cannot be guaranteed. And I think that would be a terrible thing to do to all those athletes who've spent their entire lives training for the Olympics. Remember when the U.S. boycotted the Olympics? What an absolute crushing blow it was to all those kids. Some of them went to other countries, changed citizenship, and competed on foreign teams. And I'll bet you if France decides to stay away from the Olympics, the same thing will happen. Free travel zone in Europe. They'll go to another European country and say, we're going to compete on your Olympic team. Now, interestingly enough, over at AFMG.com, they've been looking very, very closely at this relationship between the DNC and CrowdStrike. Remember, CrowdStrike was this IT company that was hired by the DNC, and they were paid to basically initially find where their data leak was going to, for which, according to financial records, they were paid a few thousand dollars. But here's where it gets weird. The next payment that was made to CrowdStrike occurred on July 11th, 2016, in the amount of $98,000. And what makes this curious is this was just the day after DNC data director Seth Rich was murdered. Then the final payment to CrowdStrike was August 3rd, and that was over $113,000. In fact, it was $117,000 total. It was in two checks. And that came within 24 hours of the death of Sean Lucas, the DNC process server and close friend of Seth Rich. So now it's looking like CrowdStrike was getting hush money. And remember, CrowdStrike was the sole source for the DNC to claim Russia hacked the DNC servers, and then CrowdStrike eventually backed off and said, no, we can't really be sure. And their analysis was absolutely savaged by other computer security companies, saying their methodology is totally flawed. It's totally bogus. You can't rely on it. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Nice to talk to you again. I hope you are well.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I'm also happy that you're an atheist and you didn't listen to God. I mean Morgan Freeman that we're at war with love. However, he is a little bit right, because you might not hear it in the U.S. news, but there was an altercation in Syria between the Russians and the Syrian moderate decapitators. And
yes.
Russia pretty much took out about 850 people, warehouses, 100 different kinds of vehicles, and making everybody evacuate bases and run for their lives.
Yeah, we did hear about it, and we did report on it. I mean, those Spetsnaz troops are not to be messed with. They went on in, and they just kicked butt. And they did it again today. We're going to cover that when we get into the Syrian war situation.
Well, I'll be interested in hearing about that from you. But just two quick points. One about Japan. Yes, I believe what you say is correct. It's a lot of propaganda. They're putting the missiles in Hokkaido to try and shoot something up 450 to 500 feet in the air, and that can't be
miles.
Done. But that's not the purpose of these missiles. The purpose is when they come down and try and get them, you know, right before they're about to, you know, kill everyone, which they probably can't do anyway. But that's one point. Number two, I don't think that anything at all is going to happen with North Korea because of all the devastation that they can do to Seoul, number one. And number two, you just see, like, South Korea, even in spite of all the stuff that Trump is saying, like, they're donating, like, you know, $8, $10
yes.
million dollars to Seoul. It just seems like nobody's taking it seriously. And lastly, I thought what Kim, you know, when Kim was talking on a speech, a lot of, you know, I was reading a lot of U.S. Media, and they're saying, you know, the guy sounds crazy, but I thought he sounded pretty logical, you know, especially when he mentions, like, countries that have given up their weapons and look what happened to them.
Yes.
What do you think?
That's exactly. No, he's absolutely correct. He doesn't want to turn into the next Libya. Again, the United States track record of talking countries into disarming and then invading them anyway is now working against them. And anytime the U.S. is going to go to war against the country, the job of the corporate media is to demonize that country, demonize the people, demonize the leader any way they can, so that the American people say, well, gosh darn him, he's got teenage sex slaves, he deserves to be nuked. And again, they were saying all kinds of similar things about Muammar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein. Again, it's part of the pattern. And we've been down this road so many times, I think most Americans are recognizing this pattern of propaganda.
Well, you said something very profound, which was like, why would Iran try and change their agreement, you know, like, If the U.S. doesn't keep agreements, you know, like with people? I mean, why would Korea, like, try and get into a new agreement? And it makes a lot of sense of what you say, you know, a lot of times. And it's not even, intelligence. It's like what you're always saying is like basic logic, you know, and it's hard to think that so many people are against this. Like, it's just like total basic logic has a right to defend themselves.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, we have seen over the last couple of decades a deliberate dumbing down of our educational system, and there are unfortunately a lot of younger Americans walking around who are unable to think critically. They have been conditioned and brainwashed to simply believe what anybody in authority tells them to believe.
Hey, Mike, thank you for your talk today, and I hope you and that harp-playing angel have a nice weekend. Okay.
Thank you very much. I'll pass that along to her, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now then, we're hearing more about Imran Awan, and it seems like this guy cannot stay out of trouble because apparently multiple women have come forward to say that this guy treats them badly. One woman was saying she was being kept like a slave, and another woman who went to the police was bloodied up. Said she wanted to leave. So this guy apparently is out of control. And again, you have to wonder, how do people with this kind of a personality get hired into these positions of such sensitivity as IT for the House of Representatives? And then they turn out to be these, you know, abusive, espionage, whatever. It's almost like the swamp has become so swampy. They won't let anybody but more alligators and water moccasins in. And decent people have no place in Washington, D.C. anymore, with the exception of people like Cynthia McKinney and Dr. Ron Paul. And they're still out there pushing this whole thing about Russia influencing the election. They're trying to make a big deal over some ads that Facebook said track back to somebody who tracked back to Putin's lawyers, uncles, hairdressers, sisters, first cousins, chiropodists. And they're saying that's the foreign influence. Meanwhile, millions of illegal immigrants voted for Hillary Clinton. Saudi Arabia funded a huge chunk of her campaign. Great Britain spied on Trump for Obama. So did the FBI. But Russia's the problem here? It's absurd here. Now, actor James Woods, and it's amazing. He always seems to get cast in these roles of characters that you just don't want to like. But in real life, he's a very nice guy. He's very brilliant, very high IQ. And he leapt to the defense of Dolly Parton. Apparently, there was this get-together on stage at the Emmy Awards with Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda, and they basically were supposed to be on stage for a mini reunion of the film 9 to 5, and then Fonda and Tomlin, rather than taking their bows, took the opportunity to trash Trump, and everybody got upset with Dolly Parton because she was standing up there with him. But as James Wood points out, she got sandbagged. She had no idea it was going to happen. And Jane Fonda's out there saying, you know, in the movie 9 to 5, we refuse to put up with a sexist, misogynist, you know, male chauvinist pig, and we're doing it again in 2017, and the crowd is cheering. And by the way, the ratings for those Emmys were an all-time low. I think people are getting sick and tired of a bunch of actors who think they know anything at all about what's going on in world events. Because it takes a lot of work. It's a full-time job staying on top of what's really going on. It's very easy to get up there at the Emmys and just chant the jingo and the slogans that your agent or your friend has told you to say and feel like you're relevant, but they're not. Anyway, we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So down in Puerto Rico, what a horrible, horrible mess those people are in. No phones, no power, unprecedented amounts of damage. Still trying to find out how bad it is. They can't get information in and out of there. I mean, there's obviously some helicopters going over and taking a look, but as far as any kind of a significant survey on the ground, that's going to take a little while. The roads are all messed up. Still waiting to hear if there how much damage there was to the radio telescope at Arecibo. And it's they're saying that Puerto Rico could be months before they have regular electricity and water again. And it's another reminder, after looking at all of this, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Jose, and all the rest of that, Hurricane Marie, do you really think prepping is a waste of time or something only those kooky conspiracy theorists do? Look, in the real world, bad things happen. Earthquakes, getting a lot of those, tornadoes, hurricanes, disruption of the supply chain. This day and age, everybody is running on such a thin margin. There's no resiliency in our system, and any part of it can break at any time because it hasn't been maintained, because all the money's going to the war machine. And you need to just have some basic precautions to make sure that you and your family are going to get through this. sort of updating the joke from Hurricane Sandy. We apply it now to hurricane, all of the hurricanes. You know, how do you tell who's a prepper? They're the ones not eating out of the trash dumpsters. And there's going to be a major problem. They're going to have to get food and water into the entire island, or they're going to have a real mess on their hands. Now, getting on back to Hurricane Maria, the long-term predicted track is now moving more northward than it was before. So it still looks like it's going to stay out there in the Atlantic, but the outer bands of the storm are going to bring some rain to the Carolinas, to Virginia, possibly up into New Jersey, New York area. But that's where we are. And it's a Cat 3 hurricane. Now, of course, the global warming people are out there still trying to scream that all of these hurricanes we're having is proof of human-caused global warming. And we've already explained why that is, in fact, a scientific fallacy. But the reality is, if you go back and you look at the hurricane records going back to 1897, the number of hurricanes per year overall has been decreasing, which certainly doesn't fit in with the theory of global warming causes hurricanes here. So let's get into what's going on in the international scene here. Bernie Sanders is warning Donald Trump against abandoning the Iran nuclear deal. And he is sounding the same warning that we are getting from so many other people around the world, that if Donald Trump pulls out of the agreement, it will destroy America's credibility. Nobody will make any more deals with the United States anymore because they know they can't trust them. It's exactly what Kim Jong-un is saying. If you pull out of the Iran deal, why should we trust you? Now, the Iran foreign minister is rejecting renegotiation of the nuclear deal terms. They're drawing a hard line. They're saying either the existing deal stays or it's gone. There will be no in-between. Primarily because all the concessions the United States are demanding are for the United States and against Iran, and they're offering nothing in return. They're basically going back on in and re-threatening more sanctions and more things unless Iran gives up their missiles. And Mohammad Javad Zarif, their foreign minister, is saying, is the U.S. offering to return to us the 10 tons of enriched uranium that we ship to Russia? No, they aren't. And that is really the crux of the deal. A renegotiation is a lose for Iran, and Iran doesn't want to lose anymore. So, basically, Iran's taking a hard line. Either the current deal will stay or Trump will destroy it. And he'll have to live with the political repercussions after that. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it's probably going to come as a surprise to nobody, but apparently Rush Limbaugh absolutely loved Trump's UN speech on North Korea, compared it to Truman's Hiroshima talk. So Russia's fully on board. He thinks war is really cool because he's not going to have to go and fight it. Anyway, let's take some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, you know, I find it funny, though, with Rush Limbaugh and them, they seem to flip-flop a lot. Like Michael Savage, too, I'm not a big fan of him. Some of the stuff he says is okay, but he just says one thing, and then, like, a couple days later, he loves the empire. You know, it's like a bizarre, I just follow you and myself and what research I do, and, you know, I come up with my own conclusions because Rush Limbaugh, I don't know. If you like him, then that's fine with you, but, you know, people need some critical thinking skills and think about, you know, the people they follow, you know, more closely. Hey, Mike,
well, they need to stop following people is basically what it is. I mean, that's the whole power of the corporate media, is that everybody thinks we're supposed to follow them and just listen to what they say. And that's absolutely not what we should be doing. We should all learn to trust our own analytical skills and be our own educated experts. And yes, it's going to be a lot more work than just parroting what you hear on the TV set, but you're going to be right more often than wrong if you do that.
Mike, you know what makes me sad? Like with them, like saying, you know how they say North Korea killed like his uncle's cousin's brother with a, you know, with a 50 caliber, or he's killing all
yeah.
these people and stuff like that. And all you have to do is go on YouTube and look at the deep metro station, and people are going to work every day there. You know, they got water park there, they got malls. I mean, sure, they don't have like overabundance of stuff like we do. Maybe because we're always keeping them down and out, like we do with Iraq. You know,
no, their culture doesn't need their culture doesn't need all the excess acquisitions that our culture does. In our culture, our self-esteem is directly linked to how much stuff we buy, how many gadgets we have, how many pairs of shoes we have, if we have the latest fashions and so forth and so on. And the Asian culture is, by and large, a little less so Japan. They're becoming more Americanized. But the Asian culture is, by and large, the attitude is they want to have a few really nice things instead of a lot of junk.
Yeah, which we wind up taking, like, 6 months later to the dump. You know, like very
exactly
throwaway society. Hey, Mike, did you hear the report about the first Buk M2 shot down a drone from Israel, and the second one shot at an Israeli F-16? I don't know if it hit it or not, but supposedly it hit. It knocked a drone down. But
yes.
That's an older anti-aircraft missile system, but it's still like it's still capable. It's a very capable system, and, there's no way now, like in Syria, the U.S. can really do anything about it now. It's over there, and it's just like after the 850 terrorists were killed, I'd say, Mike, that is the pivoting point there. I mean,
it could very well be, but you can't rule out the fact that the United States could just say, to heck with it, and do a decapitation strike on Assad, because that's who they want to get on out. They could just go on in and just bomb the heck out of Assad's palace and just kill him and as much of the existing government as they can and say, don't worry, we have a brand new government all ready to just slide on in and give to you poor suffering people.
I think, doesn't the S-400 cover that particular area? I'm not sure. I know there's, what, three different S-400 systems over there.
Yes,
but that might cover his area.
I'm sure that they are in fact defending, the center of Damascus. The only reason they're not shooting at the Israeli planes that are attacking Damascus is Israel actually is flying in Lebanese airspace and firing long range missiles. And Syria doesn't want to start shooting rockets into Lebanon. Meanwhile, Lebanon is up at the United Nations screaming that Israel is violating their sovereignty, and Israel's saying, big deal. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, Mike, remember when I called like a while ago when this first started, I said Russia will never allow Syria to fall because they got their ready that 50-year base lease. So they're there for the long term, and I think we're probably not going to be here as a country in 50 years. Because our economy's crap, the Toys R Us's are closing, they went bankrupt, most likely it'll be liquidated, JCPenney is coming. I mean, the economy's not, I voted for Trump, but the economy is not what he says it is. He's reading off a script that they give him. We have
He hasn't actually done anything to try and improve the economy because I don't think he can. It's too far gone. And again, I'm seeing so many parallels between what's going on in the United States right now and what was going on in the former Soviet Union in the months leading up to its collapse. So I really, every day goes by, I'm more and more convinced that's ultimately what's going to happen. And the only way they can head it off is to try and stir up an armed rebellion in this country in order to establish a true dictatorship. Or again, try and get out of this economic mess by getting into a world war because, hey, it worked the last two times.
Well, you notice they keep saying everybody who's like a big supporter, well, he created a million new jobs. No, he didn't. You know, he did not create a million new jobs. What about the couple million? If they did create maybe 800,000 jobs per se, theoretically, what about like the 2 or 3 million that we lost? Yeah, they only tell you the good news, but they exaggerate it. But this economy, I mean, there's tent cities on L.A. freeways on the sides
yes.
of the freeways in the park. The economy's not doing well. There's probably like about a 25 the 28% unemployment rate in this country. And it's going to get worse, Mike. It's going to get worse. And it's not because of Amazon able to order online. That's only like 0.3% of the online market. People still like to go to the store and buy stuff if they have money.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. I mean, I only order online when I can't find things here locally, which is getting to be more and more of a problem here on Oahu. The retailers have forgotten the essence of the retail experience, which is you go into a store, you see something you like, you pick it up, you touch it, you get, you know, that direct tactile connection with it. You get to see how well it's made, and you pay your money, and you take your product, and everybody goes home happy. Retail is based on instant gratification, and I get really, really annoyed when I go into a store here, and I'll say, I want this item, and they say, oh, well, we're going to have to order it, and I'll say, I know I can order it. I can order it myself online. You know, if you're a store and you don't have the inventory, I'm not coming back here to shop anymore.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in Atlanta. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, did you see the Lawrence O'Donnell video?
Which one was that?
Well, he gets mad. It was a video that was leaked. He's a guy.
Oh, yes, 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 I did. Well, you know, those people are under a lot of pressure, and sometimes they will snap. I remember some of the videos that came out about Bill O'Reilly just uncorking on his people, and I consider it unprofessional to do that. But there is a level of stress that can eventually you unload. And I, having worked in the industry and knowing how much pressure there can be in that circumstance, I'm having a real hard time faulting him. Again, it's something I would strive not to do in that circumstance, but I can understand how he got there. I think the person doing the leaking did him a disservice.
It just seemed like he was really wound up real tight, and I mean, he makes $4 million a year. I don't know how much pressure he's under, but, I mean, you got people out here driving trucks and doing everything else, and they're not allowed to go off on people like that.
Well, sometimes they do. It's called road rage.
Right. Well, I just wanted to see if you had seen that. I didn't know if you talked about it or not. I may have missed it.
No, I hadn't talked about it, and I only watched a little tiny bit of it. And like I said, there are videos of other talking heads who will lose it unprofessionally on the set. And like I said, there were some ones from Bill O'Reilly's early career. But again, I don't think people really understand how much pressure they are under. And no, we don't agree with the fact that they're paid to lie to us, but still in all, it is a high-pressure job. They don't want to make a mistake because they want to go on making those millions of dollars that they're making to be such good liars. And anybody that or anything that gets in the way, they get upset about that. Okay?
But if it happened in the corporate, okay. Have a great day. Thanks.
All right. It does happen in the corporate world, too. I've seen some really rowdy behavior in the executive offices. Moving on here. Rex Tillerson is now out there saying Russia seeks to weaken the IAEA in probing secret nuclear programs. All of a sudden, everybody's piling on the IAEA because, gosh darn it, they came back and said that Iran is in compliance with the P5 plus one, and we can't have that. Earlier in the week, Netanyahu was out there saying, no, 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 we know that Iran has secret locations where they're working on a nuclear bomb, and we told the IAEA where they are, and the IAEA is refusing to look at those places. Just trying to discredit the IAEA, trying to build a case against them, trying to build the case that Iran may still have a nuclear weapon. And again, this is a repeat of how after Assad surrendered all of his chemical weapons and it was verified by inspectors, and then we had these false flag gas attacks on the Syrian people, and everybody kept saying Assad gave up his chemical weapons. It has to be the rebels. And the official U.S. line was, oh, no, no, Assad absolutely kept some of his chemical weapons secret. He really, really did. Folks, this is Saddam's nuclear weapons all over again. How many more times are you going to be lied to before you're ready to stand up and scream at the government and the corporate media? You guys are full of it, and I am not listening to you anymore. Now, getting on back to Syria, right now there is a race between the Syrian government forces and the U.S.-backed forces. They're racing for those oil fields. And basically, this is another violation of international law, where you have the U.S. literally trying to keep Syria from reclaiming its own territory. Now, the U.S. position is that all of these oil fields are eventually going to be part of the new Kurdistan. Therefore, we're going to go in and protect these oil fields for the future Kurdistan against the legitimate owners, which as of right now is the government of Syria. So, again, it's all about oil, oil money, oil revenues. And I'm not the only person to notice on this. Over at Information Clearinghouse, they have this story. The U.S. has a new red line in Syria, and it is ridiculous. Basically saying that the U.S.-backed militias will not allow Syrian government forces to cross the Euphrates River. So this is basically the U.S. unilaterally and in violation of international law. The U.S. is trying to prevent the Syrian government from reclaiming its own territory. Because there is no Kurdistan yet. That is Syrian territory that they're on right now. Now, the Syrians themselves are very optimistic. A senior general with Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps is saying the Takfiri Daesh terror group will be gone in 2 months' time. This is from Major General Qasem Soleimani, who commands the IRGC's Quds Force. And he's saying Iran, Russia, Syria, and Iraq will hold this celebration in 2 months' time. I think he's pretty much accurate, barring an unprovoked nuclear attack by the United States or something. Now, as that caller mentioned, there was this little bit of a kerfuffle where the U.S.-backed Syrian militants tried to capture these 29 Russian soldiers to embarrass the Russian government. And the 29 Russian soldiers held out, firefight for their very lives until the Spetsnaz reached them, at which point the Spetsnaz just really took care of business. 850 of rebels killed, along with tanks, buildings, warehouses, all kinds of stuff. Just utter devastation. And today, they had a postscript, a Russian submarine launched a barrage of caliber cruise missiles at the positions of the foreign-sponsored and Takfiri Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, previously known as the Nusra Front militant group in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib, and just destroyed them only a few days after the extremists attacked the unit of Russian military police in the crisis-hit country, the 29. And by the way, have you noticed those caliber cruise missiles seem to always hit what they're aimed at? Unlike the U.S. Tomahawks Trump sent into that Syrian airbase. Now, as I mentioned before, Israel has again fired on Damascus. And they're saying as their excuse that it's Syrian missile defense fired on an aircraft, most likely a drone. Well, if you don't want to have your aircraft fired on, stay out of other people's countries. But Israel's got this same arrogant attitude as the United States. We can go wherever we want, and you are wrong for refusing us. And again, Israeli jets are firing from over Lebanese airspace, knowing the Syrians can't fight back, can't fire back, without risking harm to Lebanon. Now, this has prompted the Lebanese president to go to the UN and say Israel continues to violate Lebanon's sovereignty. It goes on to say that Israel has never respected Lebanon or its regional neighbors. I think that's pretty obvious. Israel's a rogue nation. So is the United States. What we get for hanging out with them so much. By the way, little interesting story. MI5 estimates that 850 Brits have gone to Iraq and Syria to fight for Islamic State. Half have returned to Britain. Not one of them has been charged with a war crime or deported. So that's very revealing about Britain's real agenda with all of this. Now, as you know, Russia has been very concerned over the fact that American helicopters keep evacuating the ISIS leaders just as the Syrian army is about to close on in. And now Russia is concerned about how all of a sudden these ISIS leaders are showing up now in Afghanistan, courtesy of these unidentified helicopters, quote, end quote. So they're moving them up to Afghanistan because they need to find a reason to escalate Afghanistan. We've been in war in Afghanistan for 16 years. The American people are sick and tired of it. What are we going to get? Oh, ISIS is in Afghanistan. We have to go back into Afghanistan now. Kiss your children goodbye. Kiss your money goodbye. The wars are going forward. We'll be right back after these few words.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, the United Nations Security Council is warning against the Kurdish independence referendum. And even though the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights says they have the right to do that, the Security Council is concerned that a new Kurdistan is going to be destabilizing. to the region, which is already unstable enough. You have got Turkey, which is adamant that no part of Turkish soil will be part of the new Kurdistan. They've already got troops and armor down there on the border. Iraq is saying they will not allow a new Kurdistan because they see it as a new Israel, and they've already got their hands full with the one that they've got. And it doesn't help that you have all these Israeli flags being waved back and forth every time there's a rally for Kurdish independence, or that Netanyahu has already committed to sending 200,000 Israelis of Kurdish descent to the new Kurdistan once it is formed. So the Security Council is right. This could just start up the wars all over again, and we're trying to get these things shut down. Now, as you know, over in Yemen, there's been a huge amount of suffering, starvation, cholera, the blockade. It's a real mess. Saudi Arabia is in there acting as a U.S. proxy to slap those people of Yemen down and say, look, when we give you a puppet government, you learn to love it and obey it. But other players are involved there, and apparently... as it turns out, a campaign group, research group, is saying that British weapons companies have made over $6 billion with a B pounds just on the war in Yemen. So, now, little kudos, tip of the hat, to German weapons manufacturer Heckler & Koch. They are now saying they will no longer sell guns into war zones or to any parties that are breaching democratic standards. And the two that they are already refusing to sell any more weapons to are now Israel and Saudi Arabia. And I'm sure Israel's going to be out there screaming, you're a bunch of anti-Semites, you're a bunch of Jew haters, because H&K make really nice weapons. If you're a gun enthusiast, you know, they are very, very good weapons. They're very, very well made. Now, meanwhile, four Palestinian human rights organizations have gone up to The Hague and handed in 700 pages of evidence of Israeli war crimes and crimes against humanity. And they're doing this because, in part, there are two more Palestinian communities in the West Bank that are about to be totally demolished by Israel. And remember, the West Bank is considered occupied territory, and Israel, under international law, is not allowed to just go on in and scrape off the villages to make way for more of their Jews-only illegal settlements. Unfortunately, I think The Hague is probably just as corrupted by Israel as anybody else, but at least the Palestinians are trying to play by the rules. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.